Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with Mike Gary, and the star of our show, the gentleman we call the Sultan, the all-pro defensive end. The Sultan, because he's the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in the same football game, in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you, Mike Horn, and it's great to hear your voice, and hope you're feeling well, and climbing back up underneath weeks of downtime.
Yes, lots of downtime, not by choice.
Well, that's good, though.
We're getting it together.
It's funny, you know, the irony of American medicine and life here in America is when you get sick, you go to the hospital. And, of course, when you go to the hospital, all your friends tell you, whatever you do, don't go to the hospital.
That's true. And I've stopped drinking beer. Because I'm just not going to stop drinking Coronas. It could be in any of the beers. It's not just the coronavirus. It could be any virus at all. It could be the Bud virus.
Hams. Could be the Schlitz.
It could be the Schlitz virus.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. You got to be real careful on everything's going on. By the way, I'm doffing on my new cap today as I here on the show for you, as I'm kind of out and about and taking in some sun while you hang out there in the studio, Fred. So how's your week been going?
It's been going pretty well for me. I monitor my grandkids through my daughter in Oklahoma, and
they doing okay.
And everybody's okay. We're fighting the good fight like everybody is. It was raining like hell in the Midwest here this last couple of days. So, and people are. I always tell people, stay warm and just be happy. This will give you an opportunity to go to a Starbucks. You know, I joke about everybody. You know, everybody with a laptop. You know, heads for the Starbucks so they can write their next TV script, and while they're having coffee and stuff.
This is
a good time to hunker in, have some tea and some pumpkin bread, and just watch the rain come down.
Yeah, I throw on a Hawaiian shirt, I put on the Hawaiian hat, and I get the little shaka sign, and I'm ready for Aloha Mike. We got a lot to talk about today. Super Bowl #1 coming up for you here on Sunday. You can email Fred about your comments, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and on Facebook.com, following the real Fred Dreyer.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
The big game is right around the corner, and the basketball season is off and rolling. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through it all. BetOnline.ag has all of the big game wagering action that you could ask for, including everyone's favorites, the prop bets. How long will the national anthem go? How many yards will Patrick Mahomes throw for? There are literally hundreds of props to bet on before the game even starts. So head on over to BetOnline.ag and use our promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and get in on everything about the big game. Bring the playoffs home with our exclusive sportsbook partner, BetOnline.ag.
Touchdown!
Speaking of bowel movements, just you don't want any of that bloating, I'm telling you, gas or any of that swelling. Don't get the flu, whatever you do. It's a tough go-around this year. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the legendary Mike Gary and the icon of sports and motion picture and television. We're talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer. And we're getting ready here for Super Bowl 54 coming up for you. What's the time slot on this thing now? It's going to be 3:30 LA time, 6:30 East Coast time.
Oh yeah,
and we'll have Adam Burns here from Sportsbook Manager for BetOnline.ag. But it looks like it started last week and it's continuing on. Looks like the 49ers favored by a point here, Fred.
Well, they are, and it's a coin toss. As I said earlier in the last segment, that both teams will be at their ready. What I'm actually interested in is the halftime entertainment with Shakira, Jennifer Lopez, and, of course, Demi Lovato will sing the national anthem. So we have to be attention.
Good
be
start.
Ready and be attention. You should have eaten most of your guacamole for the day, your rationing of guacamole for the day by the time the kickoff comes around. And you don't want to miss Lovato's national anthem. It's going to be memorable, to be sure.
By the way, if you're going to a Super Bowl party, and we have you here, Fred, because you are as physically fit as anyone I know, and I had a doctor on, and he says, when you go to the game, there's all this food spread out. There's chips, there's dip, there's food, there's fish, there's meat, there's everything in there. And he says, identify what you want to do. Are you looking for breakfast? Are you looking for lunch? Is it going to be kind of a dinner? What items are you going to pick and pick the right groups you want? When you go to a Super Bowl party, and I bet you've never been asked this question, I want to ask it now. How do you handle the food there? How do you look around to see what's available and what do you take?
Well, I don't go there hungry. I don't go there to eat. So my mindset is I'm going to go have a beer. And if the spirit moves me, I might have a tostada and some guacamole. But that's it. I don't go there to eat.
All right, so you go in there with the proper mindset. So,
yeah, I go there to get really drunk.
Thank you, Fred. Yes. Some of the Super Bowls you have to.
Oh boy!
All right, so So what are we looking for in this game? This, by the way, is the first appearance for the Chiefs. People have probably heard this fact a billion times in 50 years. Back in 1970, they beat the Minnesota Vikings in Super Bowl IV. They're back now. The 49ers, on the other hand, they've been to five Super Bowls, and they won all five of them. And if they win this one, they'll be tied with the New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers for the most Super Bowl victories in NFL history. That's kind of a sneak-up-on-you kind of fact there, Fred.
Yeah, these are two prolific teams. I mean, I am surprised that the Chiefs are have been absent from the Super Bowl game for the last 50 years. You know, in 69, my first year, the Chiefs beat the Vikings, and they beat them in January of 1970. So they were celebrating the 1969 season, which was my rookie year. And my good friend Bob Stein, a linebacker out of Minnesota who played for the Chiefs, was drafted by the Chiefs. He got to go his rookie year, got to go all the way to the Super Bowl and win it. And he has a Super Bowl ring. And we, I used to talk to him about it. I said, you know the odds of this. You know, you get drafted, you go to a team, and the next thing you know, you're not only in the playoffs, but you're in the Super Bowl, and you win the Super Bowl, and you got yourself a good KC Super Bowl ring. And then from then on, it's nothing.
Yeah, you know? That's tough.
Well, hey, look, he got there. You know, it took me. I did it the opposite way. You know, I played the 13 years, and in my 12th year, 11th year, we go to the Super Bowl. We don't win, but we at least went there.
Yeah, at least you got in the big game. Yeah. That's good. Mike, Gary, you're a student of this game. What do you think here? How's it shaping up for you?
Well, personally, I think that everybody's looking to Patrick Mahomes to having another breakout game. I mean, his play, his quality of play these past 4 or 5 weeks leading up to the big game have been absolutely stellar, and I think that's why the Chiefs are so competitive right now. I'm really interested to see how Jimmy Garoppolo, being in the shadow of Tom Brady for these past couple seasons and then coming over to San Francisco, whether or not he's going to take that as a personal affront and maybe try to outdo Patrick Mahomes, and even if that's possible.
Well, look, intentions are great, but execution is something else again. And the 49ers have, of the two defenses, they have the best opportunity to control the quarterback position. By that I mean keep Mahomes in the pocket, keep him from rolling out, keep him from cracking loose up the middle and breaking off yardage that would perpetuate time of possession. I'm going to be watching exactly what this defensive coordinator from San Francisco, how he prepares them. They've got a good secondary. They've got a very good cornerback and Sherman, and they've got good tacklers and midfield defense, linebacking, safeties. So I'm interested to see the matchups, and this really will be a reflection of coaching. You've got two really good coaches, two good head coaches, two good defensive coordinators for both teams, and you've got, I think, an exceptional defensive front from the 49ers. So I give the 1-2 point edge to the San Francisco 49ers to win.
So you're leaning towards San Francisco, and yeah. Mike, you want the team in red to win, right?
Well, I do, just because I think it's fortuitous that, you know, Lamar Hunt, the original owner of the Chiefs, he was one of the key proponents of actually founding the Super Bowl. And I want to ask Fred real fast, what do you think that Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator of the 49ers, is going to do? Do you think he's going to have a lot of pressure coming off the edge? Do you think he's going to have his safeties laying back and wait? How would you game plan this to contain
Well,
Mahomes?
Look, I think both teams have been scouted by the opponent pretty well. And so there's nothing like pressure up the middle in the face of your opposing quarterback. The idea is to keep him from getting a rhythm. You want him to dump the ball out sooner than he wants to. And so It's imperative that if you pressure him, like if you remember last year, I don't think anybody does, but what New England did is to make the quarterback, Goff, throw off his back foot, and he did that most of the second half. And they kept him from really getting momentum offensively. And at the same time, they sent guys off of what they called a sight adjustment, a safety on one side of the other, of the formation defensively will rush the passer on his own based on if there's anybody in the backfield protecting the quarterback or not. Remember, these guys want to get all the potential receivers out in the pass pattern as soon as they can so he can dump the ball either short, medium, or long.
Yeah, well, there you got it. I'm going to pick the team in red as well. By the way, this is the first time that the Super Bowl features two teams with red as their primary uniform color. So thus my pick, and thus your pick, Fred, and your pick,
no, 49ers. 49ers are my
pick. I know.
Yours
49ers.
Yours is some sort of red.
This is a hedge.
Red
I'm
uniform.
Liking KC. I would like to see KC maybe win
well,
this
Well, I
game.
Mean, there's, that's, I like a, good, that's a good choice.
Yeah, I like both teams.
Yeah,
I just
so
like Mahomes.
I like
both
teams.
I think if he has his good game, I think it should be a good one. We'll have more. We'll talk to Adam Burns coming up with Bet Online, and stay with us here in the Sports Lounge.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words.
buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Welcome back. We're in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with Mike Gary, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Here every week at this time, glad to have you with us on Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and Sirius XM Channel 211. Glad to have you people all tuned in here and being part of our broadcast. And we do mean you're part of it because you can email Fred at his email address, Fred Dreyer. At crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred, you want to take some emails here earlier in the show this
let's
week?
Let's do it. Yeah, there's some. We have a couple of folks here that we should get back to.
Yeah, well, there's a few that are interested in your acting career, so let's hit that first. Christina says she's a huge fan. She grew up watching Hunter with her mom, and she's watching the reruns now.
You know, I'm getting an awful lot of people contacting me, whether it's fan mail or whatever it is. Christina, thank you so much for being a loyal fan.
And Gary, and this question comes up a lot here on the show, wants to know if there's any Hunter reunions planned in the future.
No, there's no Hunter reunions, not at all. I think the show has outlived its generation.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that either.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they're
that.
Not making new ones, that's all. That's for sure.
They want to know also here, Sean emails you, Fred, are you doing any conventions or photo ops in the near future? People want to meet you.
You know what? It's interesting. I got an offer to go back east this last Christmas to do a show, and I turned it down because I'm spreading myself too thin. I've got too much stuff with my name on it out there. So I'll take off a year or two, a couple of years,
and then hit it back again.
And
right?
then maybe, right. yeah, you can't, you know, when you show up, you see your name all over the place, and it's not really a good thing to do.
Okay, so no Hunter TV shows, but Ron has an idea. He said he'd like to see a 2-hour Hunter movie.
Well, again, that's the same problem. I mean, I don't think that. I don't think there's a demand for it. In the international marketplace, there might be.
All right. Now, Pam, she wants to know your Super Bowl prediction. I think you've already told us here, San Francisco, correct?
Yes. It's San Francisco, unless something else shows itself. I mean, both teams could win, that's for sure.
All right. And then she wants to know that there was a movie you filmed just a couple of years back in 2018 that's in post-production. It's called Influence. And do you know when it's going to be released?
No, I don't. I don't know anything about the post-production travels of that show.
You haven't told us much
good,
about that.
Well, there's no need to say anything about it. I mean, it's just something you show up and do for a couple of days, and that's it. Whenever it gets released, it gets released. Sometimes they keep you ahead of the curve, and sometimes they don't pay any attention. They figure you'll see it somewhere.
Pam says you play a character named Howie Goldstein. She knows more than I know about it, so you'll let us know when it comes out, right?
Sure. Howie will be on the scene. He'll let you know.
Okay, that's good. Now, the New England Patriots. Ian is sending you an email. What kind of year might it look like for the New England Patriots next year?
Well, first of all, they've got to make a decision on Brady, and I think they have already. It's just a matter of how much money and what the duration of the contract is. Probably 2, maybe 3, but certainly for 2. and he'll be back. I think they'll work very hard to get some offensive linemen in there, and they've got to get receivers. And so they're going to be in the marketplace for receivers. And once they reload, they're as good as any team that's playing right now.
Well, let me ask you this, Fred. I mean, there's been rumors floating around. We all know that recently the San Diego Chargers officially moved on from Phillip Rivers. And I believe that they're willing to pull up the Brinks truck for Tom Brady, something that the Patriots have not done in the previous time. What do you think the odds are that actual Tom Brady leaves the Patriots?
I don't think Tom Brady, because of the offense and defensive coaching breeding that he's used to for the last 18 years, I just don't see him leaving and going to the Chargers, who aren't a good organization. They're a so-so team. They've got some players that are okay, but it's a rebuild. If you bring in Tom Brady with a new system, it's not as easy as you think. So he's better off for Tom. He's better off staying there, finishing out these next couple of years with Belichick and getting on with it.
All right, Jason says, what about the Rams? Do you think they'll go to the Super Bowl next year?
Well, they're going to probably be competitive. You know, they'll probably win anywhere from 10, 11 games or so. But, I mean, I don't they have a new defensive coordinator. They got to work a lot of things out. We'll see what happens in the draft. And, you know, you'll have to wait and see.
All right. Now, Tom says, in your honest opinion, looking at Eli Manning's career, now that he's retiring, do you believe he's Hall of Fame worthy?
Well, it is a good question. He's had probably, he played, what, 15 years?
Yeah.
Something like that? 16?
Like 16? Yeah,
two-time Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, he's won it two times. But if you take that out of there, his numbers aren't that impressive. But we're in a belief system here in Major League of Sports that if you win championships, especially two, you're qualified to be in the Hall of Fame. So do I think he's qualified to be in the Hall of Fame? Under their guidelines, yes.
All right, and then Tammy also sent you an email, said, I think Eli should coach the Giants, at least to be an assistant coach.
He's not going to do anything. He's going to retire, and he's going to go home and be with his family.
Broadcast booth, possibly?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Robert says the melee at Kentucky, what's your take on it?
Young kids pissed off.
You want to know my hot take on this real fast?
Yeah, what's
Mr.
your
Horn?
Hot take
my,
on it?
This
yeah.
is my hot take. This is why these college kids should be paid. Because if they have something to sacrifice, be it a stipend or a salary or something like that, I think they'd be less likely to act out like this. Your thoughts?
Interesting. I may go along
well,
with that, Fred.
Paying athletes has been the conversation now for the last year or so. And whether or not that happens, who knows? There's a lot to be worked out. Am I against it? No. But in the meantime, you got a lot of pissed off young kids out there.
Yeah. And I don't know, college level should be fun. Sometimes the real world is crowded in on that really fast. So you could be right, Mike. It's a good thought about it. Your thoughts out there? Email Fred Dreyer. You can follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. The email address, Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
back in the Sports Lounge. Lots of stuff. And then, of course, Super Bowl Sunday coming up here. And passing of Kobe Bryant. And we're not going to forget the other big story. We'll be talking about this again, still continuing. Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers wants the Astros to express remorse for stealing signs and screwing up the Dodgers' chances of winning the World Series here. He says he doesn't want the title, but he'd like to see some remorse being reflected. These players, there's only one, the guy that went to Chicago, that's actually apologized. That's it, but that's the only guy.
Enough time has passed.
Right.
With this demand by the Dodgers, who were cheated, certainly in 2017 and probably in 2018 to some degree, but the one we're really talking about is the 2017 World Series, seven-game World Series that was won in L.A. By the Astros. But my complaint is this. It's not going to be satisfying to me. If I can only put myself in their place. If I'm a major league ball player and you work so hard to get to the playoffs,
yep,
to get to
World Series
and get yourself through to the World Series, and you do it back to back, that's a real feat not to win at least one of those games.
Yeah, and they had a chance twice there.
Yeah, but what's aggravating is I don't want them to say we're sorry. I don't want to hear from them.
I do. I want some of the players penalized for guys.
Well, here's my answer. The league should make that owner divest that team. And that way, with the sanctions that come with that, will be the Astros aren't going to any playoffs for the next 4 years. And so the players that are on that team are now going to be going to training camp knowing that their season ends at the end of the season.
All right, your thoughts on that? Get a hold of Fred Dreyer. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, freddreyer@crntalk.com. We'll get your comments in on the show next week, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Commander John Michael Gutierrez from Pleasanton, California, and currently serving at Helicopter Sea Combat Squadron 25. We are operating out of Anderson Air Force Base, Guam, providing the Navy the nation needs. And I want to wish the San Francisco 49ers good luck in the Super Bowl. Go Navy and go Niners!
The big game is right around the corner, and the basketball season is off and rolling. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through it all. BetOnline.ag has all of the big game wagering action that you could ask for, including everyone's favorites, the prop bets. How long will the national anthem go? How many yards will Patrick Mahomes throw for? There are literally hundreds of props to bet on before the game even starts. So head on over to BetOnline.ag and use our promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and get in on everything about the big game. Bring the playoffs home with our exclusive sportsbook partner, betonline.ag.
Touchdown!
If you need anything from a simple home repair to a major remodel, you need to know about Home Advisor. It's a totally free service that instantly connects you with top local service pros.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Just select the type of work you need done, and Home Advisor's ProFinder technology instantly finds top pros in your area.
You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use their cost guide to find out what hundreds of other repair and improvement projects cost in your area.
I think everybody should use HomeAdvisor. In fact, I tell everybody to use HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauzeen.
First question, Mike. While watching football's big game, you decided to eat the biggest mess of food. Super nachos, wings, sliders. Now your stomach's boiling back up toward your pie hole. Do you A, vomit, B, drink the pink stuff, C, take Nauzeen 4-Minute Formula?
Take Nauzeen.
Correct. Nauzeen's 4-Minute Formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get Nauzeen now in the purple box at Walmart or your favorite store.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new Trackphone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies, but TracFone Wireless gives you control.
Hmm.
Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract, plus unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge, here with yours truly, Michael Horn, Mike Gary, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer, and joining us in this segment, Adam Burns is here, sportsbook manager for BetOnline.ag.
Hey, Adam.
Adam, the big
guy. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Coming up. We're good.
We're ready. We're ready for another great Super Bowl.
Adam, are
Same
you
here.
Ready? Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Let's talk a little bit about this now. Now, San Francisco, we talked about this a week ago. They came out at a plus one. It's been a plus one all week long, right?
Yeah, we haven't really moved the line. And, I mean, money's still coming in about two-thirds on the Chiefs, but we haven't really moved the line that much. I don't see it moving that much before the game. It's essentially a coin toss or a pick 'em, and we're probably going to need San Francisco looking at it now. I mean, nothing's really changed since last week. So we're going to need them for the game and from a, you know, a future Super Bowl perspective on how people bet them throughout the year to win the Super Bowl. So we're going to be 49ers fans. And, you know, I think I said last week, you know, how I hated them against Green Bay, but now I'm going to be a big fan of them. And that's sort of the, you know, the life I live, not being able to cheer for a certain team or have favorite teams. Yeah, that's the way it's looking right now. And the total's still at 54. Still a lot of money coming in on the over. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes up a tad, maybe 54.5, 55 by game time. Just such a lopsided sort of bet total.
Over-under is 54.5 right now, you said?
Yeah, 54, but I wouldn't be surprised if it,
gotcha.
If it goes to 54.5, maybe 55.
All right, so you're... Your thoughts, Fred kind of analyzed his looking at how the defense is going to line up and get the – Fred likes to look at the game. When he sees it on the field, he can really hone in on it. What are your thoughts on the game? Where is it going to be won? Where is it going to be lost, Adam Burns?
You know, I mean, obviously Fred has more experience playing football and looking at those sort of details than I do. But from a, you know, an odds-making perspective and, you know, doing this for so many years, this is going to be my sort of prediction here. I think that San Fran has enough to kind of cause problems for Kansas City. And if they can, you know, I like the under in this game, under 54 points. And I think San Francisco can maybe squeak it out. I think it's going to be really close. You know, I don't really have a big lean on the game. I do like the under 54 points. But I think San Fran squeaks it out, like in a close one, 24-23, something like that. You know, if Bosa and these guys can get some, cause some chaos from Mahomes, my opinion is that, you know, that could make the difference. Now, we've seen in the past, you know, crazy things happen in the Super Bowl, you know, when the Falcons were up 28-3 and lost and all this sort of stuff. So anything could obviously happen. But, you know, if you were to ask me, I'm saying San Fran wins a close one and the spread's only 1 point for a reason. And I think it's going to be pretty close to that.
Adam, are you seeing any, like, really exotic prop bets out there on the line right now? You know, like length of national anthem or color of the Gatorade, anything like that?
Listen, man, my last 2 weeks have been chaos, putting up, you know, we have over 1,000 different ways you could bet the game right now. So, yes, we have crazy props. Obviously, you know, there's the staples, the national anthem link, which I researched, and the color of the Gatorade being poured on the head coach. And you know what's funny today is that we've just been seeing a ton of money on purple.
Yeah.
It was at 12-1, and now it's a favorite. And, you know, there's people saying, oh, maybe there's rumors always about these things, right, whether it's halftime show or national anthem and all this stuff. You know, maybe a Kobe Bryant tribute type of thing, whether it's purple or yellow. So that's my life the last few days, just kind of monitoring these things. And, you know, come Sunday, it's kind of my hell on earth. Of, you know, we just made a checklist of hundreds of things we got to watch, whether it's, you know, how many times will they show Mike Shanahan? What color will the Gatorade be? How long's the national anthem? You name it. How many times will they say Tom Brady or show Roger Goodell? How many times will Trump tweet during the game? And I mean, it's fun and it's, I love it, but I'm also looking forward to Monday morning when I don't have to deal with this anymore, because it's just, you know, it's literally chaos. And I even told my girlfriend, I'm like, you're going to have to help me count all these things, even though I have a team of guys, because it's just, we got to be sure on all these things. And she's like, oh, that's going to be fun. I said, no, it's not. It's absolute hell. But you know what? People like it, and I like it, and that's the Super Bowl.
Fred, you got a favorite prop you like to bet here on the game?
Well, the last time I was in Vegas and I bet on the Super Bowl, it was the Chargers and 49ers. And I bet on how many sacks there would be, and I bet a trifecta of three different types of bets. And I lost the sack thing by one sack.
Come on.
And I would have won like $1,500 or something like that. But it forces you, when you do these bets, Adam, it forces you to look at the game a different way, and you're not really enjoying yourself.
Check Adam Burns.
Oh, no, I mean, I want
BetOnline.ag. Adam Burns, BetOnline.ag.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
We are back in the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, Mike Gary, the one and only Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, Land's End, you name it, Agent X, he is the one and only Fred Dreyer. You know, the tragedy here that's still been going on, not only in Los Angeles, but all over the world, the passing of Laker legend, basketball legend, Kobe Bryant, Sunday morning in that helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. Kobe, along with his daughter Gianna, Gigi Bryant, also killed. She was on board along with two of her friends, baseball coach, just a legend himself, John Altobelli, his wife Carrie Altobelli, daughter Alyssa Altobelli. 9 people total passed in that wreck, and no survivors. And it's just a... That's a tough day in not just in sports, in the world, Fred Dreyer.
You know, I just realized that the Altobellis, the father, the mother, and the daughter.
Yep, whole family.
Was there any other siblings other than?
No, I haven't seen any reporting to the contrary.
This is as big a disaster as you could ever imagine.
Is.
This is. I remember when. I remember I had met Kobe years ago when he was still playing. We were courtside with my friend, the inevitable Tony Capozzola. And he had seats down on the floor. We're near the Laker bench, and just as they were getting ready to go out for tip off, he came over and said hello, and he was. I got a real good, close up look at him, and he's just such a specimen of a human being, he's 6'6" as well, and so we're looking eye to eye. He kind of looked at me and had a nice smile on his face, and he sized me up, and he wished me luck. And I just found the moment, that quick moment before tip-off, to be very genuine. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. He was gracious. Played great. And that's my only memory of him one on one. And when I heard that he had gone down, that moment was the first thing that came to my mind, and then right after that was the tremendous loss, and thinking what could have possibly happened, and that's what we're still all waiting to see. I'm not going to venture into any other reasoning until enough time goes by to where we can get as much information as possible, and when it's ready to go, they'll announce it. But I'm like everybody else, a tremendous fan. But I must tell you, when they said that helicopter went down with Kobe Bryant, and four people they said it was, at the beginning, and. I was just crushed like everybody. But then later on in that afternoon, they announced that his daughter was on board. And I can't, I'm like everybody else, well, when it comes to this type of stuff, the impact his loss has on everybody, us, but the impact it has on his wife, his family, his children. He has four daughters. And one of them, the oldest one, was
second
with,
oldest.
Second oldest.
Yeah.
It was with him, and she adored him. And
she adored him.
And the basketball.
He adored her.
Yeah. He claims that she was one of the reasons that he kind of didn't run away from basketball after he retired. He was successful in doing these other things, won an Oscar and so forth, but. He said that she was inspiring because she's so loved playing basketball, and he realized that she needed him to complete her fantasy now. I've got the greatest basketball player in the world as a dad. Now he's going to be my coach, and we're going to share this thing together. It wasn't meant to be. There's a lot of things in here that are really unknown, to the point that makes it even more bewildering. If you it's one thing for somebody to get on a helicopter with a bunch of guys and take off and have something go wrong, but boy, when you lose those young people like that, it's just a heartbreak.
Yep. Yeah, and that it is tough. And Kobe many times said that people would come up and say, "Hey, when are you going to have a son to follow in your steps?" And if Gianna was there, she'd say, "I got this," And she was. You could see the look in her eyes when they look at each other. You could see that look.
Yeah, yeah.
But what a legend. He is. He will be missed. And, similar to you, after he leaves basketball, he goes into the makes a movie, and he wins an Oscar, first shot out. That's no easy feat, let me tell you. It's an amazing guy. He'll still inspire us. We'll have him to think about and be an inspiration for us all. He's a legend and an icon.
I couldn't agree, Mike, more. I'm just as curious as anybody else is to kind of wrap this up of the reasoning, what happened and why.
Yeah. Well, more details will be coming out, and we'll continue straight ahead here. Just a tough time for everybody, not just in Los Angeles, not just in the United States, all over the world. The loss of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and the other seven players on board that chopper. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, Mike Gary, and the one and only Fred Dreyer. So Clayton Kershaw, he's looking for some Astros to express remorse. I know you want the owner to sell the team, but Clayton is saying, he had a bad outing there. He wondered how much the Astros benefited from easily using the technology. They scored 6 runs in 4 2/3 innings off him. Added another miserable chapter in his unsatisfactory postseason resume. And so he says he can't help to imagine if the Dodgers would have won that championship. But he says, quoting now, at the same time, I can't change it, and we're not going to win no matter what. So that's what he's saying. In the meantime, Justin Turner, he's going along your route. You get into the World Series, you get in there in 17, you get back in there in 18. Both times there's cheaters on the field over there. He says, I'm angry. If that's the right word, he said, but that was a tough World Series to swallow, to lose Game 7. It's something, like I said afterwards, we'll never get over. So, you know, this is...
Well, I can imagine that. I mean, and I would have the same sentiment, you know. But when somebody now says, what do you want, Fred? As a player, what do I want? And they've already said we did what we're accused of doing, And we don't know if we're going to apologize or not. I'm not waiting for them to decide to apologize or get into the locker room and say, you believe these lame Dodgers want us to apologize? We'll apologize when we feel like it. That's the attitude that comes across. So here's my deal. I want the owner to be drawn out in public and said, hey, Mr. Crane, we've decided that you're not qualified to own a major league franchise.
You couldn't control your team.
And here's the other thing. If you didn't know what you did, you still should be fired. This is such an arrogant display of a lack of respect and arrogance.
Come on, Rob Manfred.
You've got to have somebody step up.
We got to get out of here. Fred Dreyer, email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred. Are you going to continue this next week?
No, hopefully not.
I hope we will. Come on. We got to get this team sold. Email
Fred. If they're looking for someone to buy the team, you got my number.